live in studio for his second episode in 1 week.
Ooh.
Wallace Fetzer, Amber Ames in here as well to talk shop, talk comedy, which nobody gives a shit about locally. Talk shop about movies, music. No one gives a shit about it locally, but hey, we're living the dream or the fantasy.
Yeah.
Tell me about your approaches to the art that you make that
absolutely no one wants to hear
that
about
people
that.
See. People are seeing this, it's affecting them, they're giving a shit. What's that like?
In this alternate reality.
In this alternate reality where people give two shits about anything you do.
It's great. I feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I put something out there and people say, that's good. I like it. And what you're doing has value. And
those people are your friends, right, buddy?
Those people are my friends.
What about you, Amra? How do you suck?
Art art is just a reflection of the mind that we don't get to see in any other context. It's just everything.
Well,
and nothing.
Let's put you in a museum. That's great.
Oof. You know, I've always wanted to read someone's mind.
Ooh,
and I feel like art is the next best thing.
Let's read Sasha's mind.
Okay.
Sasha is thinking about pussy and big gulps. He gave me a thumbs up. He gave me a thumbs up. Have you ever brought a big gulp to the bedroom, Sasha?
Oh, no.
Have you ever just...
Yes.
Just soaked her
oh,
in...
Oh, dude.
Soaked
ever,
her in carbonated corn
wait,
syrup.
Have you ever eaten during a sexual encounter? Like, not necessarily
yes.
As part of the encounter. Oh, well, I'm not talking about eating as the sexual encounter.
Not like strawberries where you to form a path for your tongue to later follow. Like a game of Candyland.
No, I mean like just like taking a break to eat a sandwich. That sounds great. I've never done it. It sounds good, though.
No, I don't, sex and food can't touch.
Yeah,
can't
I agree. Touch. It's like the peas and the mashed potatoes kind of thing.
Yeah, ugh. No, I don't think I ever have eaten during a sexual encounter. I gotta take this baby, just my Subway sandwich. Busy man, and she's just like, oh, come back to bed. I'm like, I gotta eat this Subway sandwich.
That sounds nice. Yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't be the worst to get like a bite in. Just like one bite in.
Amra, you're our feminist referee. Was that problematic for me to make a woman's voice saying, oh, come back to bed?
Yeah, don't portray other genders.
Ooh.
Oh, bullshit. Come on.
You can only portray yourself.
I
and no past selves
this?
Either. That's
how many women out there get podcasts?
How
okay?
about this? How about this, assholes?
Yeah,
I am both genders.
Prove
I am
it.
Both genders.
That's cool.
Have you watched Gilmore Girls? I doubt it.
I haven't, but I have.
Have you watched? Wait, have you watched Princess Diaries more than 10 times?
The books are better than the movies. The books are better than the
is
movies.
Is that true?
Yes.
There's books.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really funny. The movies aren't good.
No, they were good.
They're okay.
As a young
Julie Andrews
as a young
them.
Man who had
I didn't
sisters.
Say I was both orientations, dipshit.
Prove
I'm
it.
Butch.
Same thing.
I'm butch and I'm hyper masculine. I also have a woman's body and a penis.
You really are. I think you're a Bowie type for sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, like bisexual?
No, just aesthetically.
Thanks.
80s Bowie.
I want to be in the 69 Club.
I do too.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's when you die at 69.
Captain Beefheart, David Bowie, Alan Rickman.
Or
there's not an actual
Saddam Hussein.
List.
Or actually
Saddam
perform
Hussein.
The sexual act of 69. I would like to try that too.
I have. Have you not done it?
I've never. No.
It's pretty cool.
I'm not. I don't know. Or, you know. I bet it is.
I did it 100, 200 times.
Seriously? You think 200 times?
No. I've maybe done it.
What is that times 69?
6,900 times.
6,900 no.
times. Shred Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
That should be Guitar Center's new slogan. Get a guitar and shred Jennifer Lawrence's clear.
No one's going to get that.
Shred
no one in the world.
Jennifer Lawrence. I think that'll work.
I think so. I don't know.
Our new company motto is to get down with Jennifer Lawrence and shred that.
I feel like they need the backstory for that, but, you know, whatever.
Not really.
I feel like this is too sexually oriented.
You don't think that Jennifer Lawrence can shred her own clitoris?
Oh, shit.
Jennifer Lawrence
Have you seen
doesn't
Joy?
Need a man Wait. To shred her clitoris.
I'm just saying. Think about
Did you guys
it.
See Joy?
No, movie? Not yet.
It was bad.
I heard it was good.
The reviews are in.
No one thought it was good.
Let's
That's
check,
a lie.
Let's check Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, guess what Rotten Tomatoes is going to say? Bad.
Bad.
It's a bad
all
movie.
All it was 2.5 hours for Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
If I would pay to see that, even though I didn't find her sexually
they already,
or you, intellectually.
Were you one of those people who didn't look at the leaked photos because of a moral?
No. I looked at them. Because you were just like, her breasts are too soggy.
No, that's personal. That's personal. That's personal.
Verbatim, her breasts are too soggy. I looked it up. They are normal, supple, firm breasts.
She could fix them.
Okay,
if she
but I had
to.
The I think what I saw was
so
like.
So what did she not do wrong? She didn't get those implants.
No. Listen,
this
Jackson,
is
slow down.
With Jackson Banks.
Hey, slow down.
Amber Ames, what do you think? As a woman, what did you think of her breasts?
I didn't see them because I.
Respect
didn't look,
her.
But
I don't. Yeah. I just. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm gonna. Yeah.
I'm sure they're not saggy enough.
Oh, did they? They got leaked. She didn't want them on. The
oh, but you didn't know that.
Well,
yeah. She didn't post them
did
to Twitter.
Know? Wait. Cool story.
Hey, you listen to me. If she didn't want me to look at her naked, she shouldn't have had a body.
Okay, but those things were released by a hacker the same week they were trying to pass the trans. Trans Pacific Partnership, which is like a super messed up deal. And I think it was
so
a ploy of the government.
Yeah.
Oh, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
I agree.
That. There's clips of them just being like, we're talking about they were talking about the Patriot Act and they interrupted it with a Justin Bieber breaking news story.
Justin Bieber and John Boehner are best friends.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It goes
they hang
way
out
back.
Every
it goes
day.
All the
way
time.
Back. It goes all the way to the top.
That's why he quit.
Boehner quit?
Yeah.
He was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Was there allegations or something about that?
Because why wouldn't you quit? It's a horrible job.
Can I have a segment devoted to the Trans Pacific Partnership?
What about that Pelosi dame? Huh? That Pelosi dame.
You stop being. You can't be in there forever.
She wasn't
she's
hot
not
the, enough.
She the was, Democratic
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, she was. they were like, we need some different, like, hotter bitch. And yeah. John Boehner was the natural replacement.
Oh, that orange.
The way he cries. The way he just weeps is so
when did
it's
he
sexy.
Cry?
He's so.
All the time. All the time.
He's so orange
he's
on the
crying.
Outside and so white on the inside. Classic creamsicle.
Wow. So they leaked pictures of Jennifer Lawrence. So what is the Union Pacific?
It's not the it's the Trans Pacific Partnership. It's a trade agreement that basically supersedes at law of the United States to make it so capital can rule the world. It's I mean in my belief. Yeah.
Of course.
It
well, we've got to stop it, folks. Looks like we've got our episode. We'll need John Boehner, Justin Biebs, and Jennifer Lawrence to shred.
They're going to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
That's right, kids. With the help of Jennifer Lawrence's shredded...
No!
With the help of Jennifer Lawrence's shredded clitoris...
And Alfred Brimley.
let's pause. By shredded, I mean pleasured to an extreme degree.
I'm pretty sure everyone was thinking that.
Really? I just didn't want to think vaginal mutilation. This isn't the Sudan.
Ooh, calling out the Sudan.
Calling out the Sudan.
Oh, what do you got?
Wait, Amara, you're informed. What countries in Africa do perform female circumcision?
I don't know.
I may know this better than her,
a lot
actually.
Of them.
The worst is Somaliland.
I'm more interested in male
Big
circumcision.
Big burn on Somalia.
No, it's like almost every woman in Somaliland.
Egypt.
Jesus.
Somaliland
is. I thought it was Somalia.
No, it's actually a separate country now.
When they investigated the tombs of the mummies, they found that the women's clitorises were.
At Somaliland, with
the hoods are removed.
Get your little girl circumcised. Season pass at Somaliland.
There's too much going on in this episode, I think.
Why?
Let's focus on one thing, maybe.
All right.
Our feelings?
John Boehner.
Yes.
Justin Bieber. Jennifer Lawrence's shred and clear. What do you think Jennifer Lawrence's shred?
It's talking.
I wish you didn't take those pictures of me. It was against my wishes. That's great, Jennifer Lawrence's.
You took the pictures. You were asking
She was asking for it. If you ever take a picture of yourself, you're a tramp.
Do you guys feel like you have body shame? I feel like I have a lot of body shame.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
One time a girl told me I was disgusting, and not because of the things that I've been saying on the show. because I was too skinny.
That's a bummer. I've gotten that one too.
Me too.
You, Wallace?
Yeah, dude. All the time. Especially when I was a kid. I used to be a lot skinnier.
Where is it like,
No, it's like there's a wind you're going to blow away. Like, don't turn sideways. We can't see you.
Oh, God. But if you're a girl, they'd be like, oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
The less there is, the more they want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Amara's got the right idea.
I like skinny shaming as a thing. Like,
it's not cool, man.
It blows.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm saying it's like such a weird thing.
You said you liked it.
You specifically said you liked it.
Well,
you do.
Okay. Maybe I do. Maybe I do a little bit.
All right.
I don't encounter it ever. I wouldn't know, but when I encounter it, it's kind of an exciting little
ditty. Thing.
I would never do it.
For men or women?
Men.
Okay, here's something sexist for the referee. When women are really skinny, I definitely assume they have eating disorders.
That's like, because women are more likely to have them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is boring. back to John Boehner, Justin Bieber.
John Boehner
and
Kane.
What are we going to do, gang? The Transatlantic Corp agreement that makes... That makes money law.
Maybe
I should educate myself on it before I try to.
Okay.
No.
You want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Please.
They have this thing where if you decide to like ban a product in a country, then this agreement would make that company able to sue that country for the amount of money they lost.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So basically, it supersedes U.S. law. And it's very scary. It's a very scary thing.
Yeah, that's what tobacco companies did.
To Australia. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's like being body shamed by Werther's original candies. Did that make sense?
No, I don't think so. Well, but per se, Werther's were very toxic for the elderly. They could, and we banned them. You could sue for the amount that they would have made from all those old Werther's.
Ugh, that's terrible.
I know. I've just decided to kind of block it out, though.
Well, there's little you can do because, hey, on the one hand, you saw Jennifer Lawrence's titties.
Shredded titties.
Shredded by the eyes of millions. I can feel the eyes of millions shredding my tits.
Oh, that must feel really
bad
for her. Never mind. Yeah.
I was going to say, that sounds fun.
I've never taken a picture of my body.
You know what's worse is what they're doing to Carrie Fisher.
She's gotten cool. I think people think she's cool.
People gave her shit for not being hot in Star Wars, basically. And on the poster, they made her face taller and thinner. Her on the poster looks nothing like her in the movie.
Okay, but did you watch that interview where she was just riot.
It was great, but there was this radio dude that was just like, people have been talking about how Carrie Fisher looked in the new Star Wars movie. She says, my body hasn't aged as well as I have. Oh, whatever that means. Just a filthy, disgusting man. If I knew which station, I would write him a death threat.
Was it that one guy? Oh, who's that super, super misogynist guy other than Jackson?
Hey.
It's
not true.
He's really big guy. He talks. Oh, never mind. I don't remember.
He talks about shredding.
He talks about shredding. He's had like 20 marriages.
Shredding marriages.
Shredding
lives.
Hey, maybe if we use the power of shredding Jennifer Lawrence's body with shame and scrutiny.
We could shred the trade agreement.
We could shred the trade agreement. Shred the trade agreement's clear.
Okay, here's what we do. We upload a leaked picture of the trade agreement
naked. The trade agreement not being
And then
straight.
Everyone looks at it because it's leaked and that's the only thing people will read.
Leaked trade agreement ruins world. But wait, we combine them. We advertise nude Lawrence, Jennifer Lawrence, click and shred. We advertise that, and the link takes them. Written on her body is the trade agreement.
Ooh. Ah.
Circling her nips, circling her firm breasts, Wallace. They're
the
not.
The full circle. It all comes full circle, like her breasts.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, here's what I think happened when I thought she had saggy boobs. I googled it.
Go on.
It was the aspect ratio, right?
I googled it, and I think
her tits are saggy. And then what happened? She's really thin and tall.
Okay, hold on. Just let me explain. And then it showed me a picture of someone with a different body with her face superimposed. That's a common thing.
That's why you shamed her.
That's why I shamed her.
That's even better. Yeah.
I mean, but you've seen those photos. It's like Miranda Cosgrove or something with just a different body.
Who is Miranda Cosgrove?
Isn't that a child?
No, she's like 20.
Who is Cosgrove? Oh. Who is Cosgrove?
In my head.
Cosgrove? No, when she was in our hearts, she was a child.
Yeah, I think that's
who
what
it was.
Who
is Cosgrove?
Cosgrove? She was in iCarly, the famous iCarly.
She was a child.
She was the titular Carly of iCarly.
She was a child, and iCarly made her a woman.
It really did, though.
Super true.
Oh, she was so unlikable. You want to talk about Nickelodeon?
Her friend was so much better. It.
Oh yeah, Sam.
Yeah,
dude, she was on You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes.
Really?
Yeah, she's cool.
Huh. That's cool.
Made me like her more.
And then all those people, another guy.
Don't all those actors come out of like a farm in Los Angeles?
Anyway,
yeah, that's kind of creepy.
They're cooked in tubes there.
Ooh.
Yeah, they train them there.
I think we really got somewhere with leaking information on celebrity nude photos.
I agree.
Like important political information.
Yeah, I agree. Funny. Hang on, I'm being talked into bed by John Boehner.
Ooh, John Boehner Keynes.
He's a crier. Now I'm being talked into bed by Justin Bieber. He told me I'm disgusting. Now I'm being talked into bed by Jennifer Lawrence. Or Shred. She told me that I was just perfect. How are we going to do this? All right. Amber, I need you to quickly draw up the trade agreement and write it over Jennifer Lawrence's nudity.
Okay. Done.
Wow. All right.
The trade agreement's pretty big, but luckily there are dozens of naked photos of Jennifer Lawrence online. We'll need everyone we can get.
Throw
in a Scarlett Johansson. Her bust should have enough room for the fine for
the
writings on the wall.
That has enough room for the Star Wars crawl, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Also, Kim Kardashian's giant
brain power.
Her giant brain. Write it all over it. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Can we do this?
We need to leak this on WikiLeaks. Send it to Julian Assange.
We're going to be heroes.
It's released. Oh, it turns out people don't give a shit because they haven't evolved to comprehend things that happen on the planet Earth. Only in the brief semicircle around them. 6 or 7 people they can give 2 fucks about at a time.
Hey, think about...
We failed.
Think about this. People may not care about your artistic endeavors, you know, but people also don't care about super important things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
They also don't care about the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
So you're, in a way, you're as important as one of the most dangerous trade agreements in the world.
In a way.
I think,
you have as much value as the most dangerous trade agreement in the world. And that's our show. And that's our show, people. Remember, if you don't matter, Remember, the world's problems don't matter either.